Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, so here is Aaron from Friday.
I have two teenage sons, okay. And a couple years ago, I'd say about 3 or 4 years ago, my husband gave me a minivan for Mother's Day, and wow. I thought that was just swell. However, in the last 3 years now, what I get is that minivan that is filthy because of the kids, detailed and cleaned. And what I've decided to do is if I get that minivan detailed again for Mother's Day this year, I'm just going to stop doing stuff for them.
All right, so she told us she was going on strike.
Mm-hmm.
And based on some of the calls we took earlier this morning, it sounds like there are a lot of parents that are ready to go on strike.
Yeah. Not the only one. We have the Mother's Day vent line, so everybody gets to spill their guts on... Aaron gets to spill her guts on the radio, but everybody else can call
404-255-3535.
And let the, like how I change my voice to sound like Wendy when I give it a phone number.
It's amazing.
And vent there, because, you know, Aaron's special. She gets to vent to everybody.
But you guys can go there and we'll play those messages back tomorrow morning so you have 24 hours to do it. But yeah, we opened up the phone lines this morning and moms were upset.
Angry. Yes.
Not a call from their kids, not a card, nothing.
An email.
An email. Oh,
how do you do that? You can't do that to mom.
Mm-mm. Here is, not Debbie, this is Aaron. And she's back. Hey, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Okay, so how did it turn out this weekend?
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. I mean, I'm still going to rant a little bit, but it didn't turn out so badly. My son's actually gave me a beautiful necklace for Mother's Day, and it wasn't a little cheap five and dime type of thing. It was nice.
Okay,
beautiful silver necklace with a heart on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited about it.
Very cool.
Now, like I said, it was good. It was bad. I mean, my boys came up and they did this, and evidently their dad told me that on Valentine's Day they had wanted to get me something, but they didn't have any money, so they didn't want to make that mistake again. So they've been saving their own money, putting it aside every week. And they've even done chores, and I didn't realize it when I was giving them little pennies and dimes here and there, you know, that they were going to use it for me. But they saved up all their money, and they bought me this beautiful, I'm telling you, I was thrilled.
Awesome.
So I think I'm not going to go on strike so much, but I'm not exactly pleased with the husband.
Okay.
Because he detailed my van.
There he goes again. He's in the routine.
Yeah, and, the only consolation I have in this whole thing is I'm raising children that one day will understand to give their wives Mother's Day presents because they probably heard me kind of ranting a little bit to their dad.
What'd you say?
I got half of what I wanted.
Yeah, what did you
what
say?
What did you say to your husband?
Well, I basically told him that it was his mother's fault. That she should have raised
Oh, that'll do it right there.
Oh, no.
But it's true. She should have told him, give your wife presents. Nobody likes dishwashers. Nobody likes minivans cleaned.
Now, do you and the mother-in-law generally get along okay, or you're just not a big fan?
Well, I don't think this will help. We're okay, but... we're not exactly the same kind of people, and this is the reason why.
Polite way to say that.
Yeah. Right. Not the same kind of people. I'm going to use that. That's good.
Right?
That's good.
So we're really just scratching the surface when you made that comment about the detailing thing, but it's more than that.
Well, it does open a new door, but that's okay. That's okay. As long as my next generation, my boys, are going to grow up and be very, very nice gentlemen to their wives and the mothers of their children.
Yeah, we had a woman call up earlier this morning that said her husband said to her, and they have kids, that I didn't get you anything because you're not my mom.
So they have three kids.
Three kids.
She birthed three of their children, and he said, I'm not getting you anything because you're not my mom.
How come whenever there's anger involved, it's always birthed? Like, normally those are her kids.
She pushed the baby birthed. Out of her body, okay? Like, she deserves a card.
Right. Well, maybe she should have gotten that when she was having unprotected sex.
With her husband?
Come on.
I'm just saying.
With her husband.
Details.
This is going to end up, you are going to end up in like a fight over a Thanksgiving Day dinner with your mother-in-law eventually. Because you can see, you can feel it kind of bubbling.
You can't wait that long. This kind of brought everything to a head. We'll see.
What did your husband say?
Yeah.
He didn't say anything. I mean, thank God he didn't say, you're not my mother, because he probably wouldn't have teeth. But he was just kind of like he is. I mean, you know, well, the kids got you that beautiful present. He told me he kicked in a couple $100 into it. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it was silver, and they each came up with $100 each. So I don't know. I'm not going to talk little petty stuff like that. But he couldn't defend himself, so he kind of whimpered away.
Mm-hmm. But he pitched in for the necklace, which I thought was sweet.
What she's saying is she's not really sure that's the truth.
Yeah, that was his. Right. Like, but.
But you see what had happened, Hayes.
See, honey, what you don't understand is.
Good morning, Eric. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. The comment for her is, I mean, like y'all said, she's not his mom.
As long as the kids
are old enough to do something for her and have the means to do something for her, until that point, the dad needs to help the kids, you know?
Okay, so your school of thought also is you're the father, you're not the your wife is not the mother of you, so why honor her on that day?
Well, no, I mean, honor her. Don't let her lift a finger, but you don't really have to get her anything. I mean, that's the family I was brought up, and the kids go above and beyond on Mother's Day, but the father kind of off the hook, and the same thing for Father's Day. The mom doesn't really have to do anything for the father on Father's Day.
The key he's saying is exactly her argument, is that he was raised in a house where that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So she's trying to teach her sons that that's not how you treat women in your life, especially if they're the mother of your children.
Well, I mean,
the father did detail her van. I mean, that's kind of like a backhanded gift. I understand that. I agree with you on that. But, I mean, you got something from him. You're not his mommy.
I know. As a husband, I like to honor my wife on Mother's Day. I don't care if she's my mom or not. She's not, but she needed to be honored that day.
Choose your battles. This is the mother of your children. Mm-hmm. Choose your battles, guys.
Really? I mean, you're going to dig your heels in on that one?
I know, right?
Come on.
What did he get your mother-in-law, his mom, for Mother's Day?
What did he get? Oh, yeah. Well, he got her a nice little card and a little, grocery store bouquet of flowers.
Don't dog the groceries for flowers. Sometimes those are really nice. Don't dog those.
You got a better gift. Detailing is a lot more expensive than a bouquet of flowers from Kroger.
Hey, Jackie, go ahead.
Let's remember the gift story. It's not what it costs. It's the thought.
Yeah.
Here's Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Okay. Good morning. I just wanted to say that my children are teenagers, and to me, it's not about materialistic things. It's about spending time with me. And my kids spent the entire weekend with me, and that meant more to me than a necklace or flowers or anything could possibly mean. Mother's Day.
We got calls from people earlier this morning. It was an email. Was in Europe, didn't call her. What kind of excuse is that? I had no phones in Europe.
And mothers don't attack each other. I mean, she's like, it's not, don't be materialistic. I think each family is symbolic of your appreciation for.
You know what they say is mothers are mother's own worst enemy.
I think if a woman feels appreciated all year round, then something simple like a card and flowers is plenty. Or even just a card is plenty. But it's like if there's this built up sort of anger and bitterness, if the family doesn't go over the top on Mother's Day, then that's when they're disappointed, right?
Maybe.
I don't know. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a comment and a question for the lady that's called in, the mom. My comment is, I have to agree, I'm a mother, and, I've been told, you're not my mother, and I hear that from other people, and I get enough during the year that it doesn't really bother me. I did get some flowers yesterday, but, a card detail is worth far more than a bouquet of flowers. I mean, that's really something that goes with a lot of thought. It's very nice. And if her husband's, you know, paying attention to her the rest of the year during, you know, her birthday, Valentine's, Christmas, then I think she should be more appreciative.
I got to tell you, we've been doing this show for 9 years now. That means we've covered 9 different Mother's Days, and mm-hmm. this has never come up before that husbands wouldn't honor their wives on Mother's Day because they are not their mother. This has never come up before. I've never heard this theory.
Yeah, and I'm not even married, so my boyfriend gave me the flowers, but like my boyfriend and his son came over and did my yard for me. Little things like that just really mean a lot to me, and I just don't think she's very appreciative if she's getting, you know, the other things the rest of the year.
I think it came up years ago when Stacey had Hayden, and we had this discussion because she was pregnant, I think,
yeah.
and then Mother's Day was coming up, and then we talked about it then.
He wasn't born yet.
Right.
He was still in her stomach, and it didn't register in my mind that she's still a mom. This is Mother's Day here, and I think I made that warning every year after that publicly, and I said, dudes, if you're a first-time daddy, I just want to let you know, if she's pregnant, she's a mommy right now.
Right. She's expecting a child and a gift.
Don't make the mistake I made.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.